From the age of 12, I can't honestly say that I knew I was going to become an Olympian. But what I did know is that I had fun doing sport. It allowed me to build a really big community around me, a diverse community, you know, and then that's the power of sport. Sport allows you to meet people along the way, people with similar mindsets, similar focuses. And that was for me, was like my second family, you know, being at the athletics track in Wembley where I grew up. Fitness has always been magnificent for me because it helps me, not just myself. We all know that being fit and keeping an element of fitness and a routine allows you to really look after your mental health as well and your well-being. So all these things I learned from very young, like I said to you, from 12 years old right through to when I retired in 2006 at 35 years old, you know, sport has been an integral part of my life. Fitness. I qualified as a personal trainer in 1999. And again, that having my expertise and my experience and being able to give that to others has allowed them to thrive, but at the same time has allowed me to broaden my horizons as well and recognise again, you know, the impact of physicality in today's world. People talk about mindset. Mindset is integral when you're talking about, you know, having that get up and go and that fire in your belly. Mindset is everything. And I sorry to harp on about it, but it definitely comes from, you know, having that sporty background where, you know, you have to dig deep. There's days, you know, when I used to be out on the track on my own or with a group and it's cold, it's rainy, it's wintry. You've got to have a good mindset if you want to, you know, think to yourself, right, what's the next goal? You know, when you get disappointments, you have to think, how am I going to get over that disappointment? And it's about looking at your deep, deep innate qualities that you have within yourself.